Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The switch is on.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
I want to take a quick chance to say thank you to everybody right now. Thank you to everybody who has sent me and my family lots of warm well wishes and thumbs up on Facebook on our updates on our daughter, Reese. She is in the midst of her battle with cancer right now. Some days have been easier than others, but I have learned to say that her doctors are happy, so we are happy. It's been a little bit of a roller coaster. So I just want to say thank you so much for reaching out and even just liking my Facebook posts and push, you know, sending your prayers and wishes there. It's been really, really great to see. And Grant and I definitely look at them and see them. And I want to say thank you, too, to everybody who's made us food, because we have a great circle of friends and family and neighbors who have been taking care of dinner for us. And they've all got busy lives and stuff going on and kids of their own. And they're taking that extra time to make us food. So
there's one of the I'm amazed at the stuff that I learn about being an adult, like the things that exist for adults.
What do you mean?
Well, there's this whole thing.
Because you've been avoiding it up until now.
I haven't been avoiding it. I've just been kind of oblivious, you know, like just unaware that these things exist. And so there's this thing when you have a family such as Jen's who might have need of an extra pair of hands, you can sign up for meals. Like, you don't sign up. Like, all of your friends, like, sign up and everybody takes a different day. But it's like all organized online. That way you don't get 19 lasagnas on Thursday and then you're starving to get, you know, a month later.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody says, oh, I can bring them something on Tuesday.
And then I think
somebody
goes, like, takethemameal.com.
Right.
Or something.
Something like that. And so, like, Callie got on there and she's like, oh, look, there's one of these, somebody put one of these pages up for Jen. Let me see what they have available to make something. Do you want to do something? Can I show up with a pizza?
Totally. You can show up with pizza.
It's like, hey, today's my day. Here you go. Ding dong.
And that leads me to my update, which is to tell you and everybody that Murphy's Law, our oven died.
So we have all
of these wonderful friends and family members bringing us like great food that you need to either bake in the oven or reheat in the oven.
Oh, no.
And our oven just died. This is like the curse of living in an old home, right? We live in an old, charming house, but that's our inside joke, is this old house, because there's always something breaking, having to be repaired or whatever. And now
isn't it charming how it takes you 9 hours to heat up a lasagna because
yes.
your oven only goes to 140 degrees.
So I have another thank you to say to my neighbor who's been letting us use her oven, because we have to walk across the street, use her oven, and walk back home again. And one of our good friends just brought over a lasagna the other night, and I think she thought it was weird that it was dinner time and I wasn't just putting it in the oven. Like, I left it on the counter. I didn't say anything about the oven not working. I just chit-chatted with her. Our kids played together. We had a great time. And then she probably left going, why isn't she feeding her children? Like, why is she not going ahead and getting that heated up for them? It's because, we don't have an oven.
That's so embarrassing. I ever take those people food.
Yeah.
She doesn't even appreciate it.
Totally.
What would have been worse is if you just said, oh, my God, thank you so much for this. I'll be right back. And then walked over to the, like,
neighbor's house. She'd be like, what is happening here?
You gave it to the neighbor.
Yeah.
So do you have to get a whole new oven? What do you have to do? Or do you even know yet?
Well, the repairman came out. I don't know. It's like in this whole state of disarray.
Okay.
I think we have to replace the control panel. So you have to like mail it back. And then, I mean,
yeah.
It's going to be like weeks before we have another oven. So if you guys are signed up for dinner, seriously, please tell Callie just order pizza. You don't even have to come. Just like have it delivered.
Have it sent.
Yes, that would be great.
Just send you a little code. You can look up the Domino's tracker.
Yes. So, and then the third or fourth or fifth thank you, I don't know, that I wanted to mention was thank you to everybody who sent Smilegrams to Travis, because when Reese was first in the hospital, we learned about Smilegrams that you can send to a patient there. And we first flooded Monica.
Yep.
Who on her 21st birthday with Smilegrams, and we are flooding Travis on his 12th birthday with Smilegrams, and his mom is so excited. She sent me this last night. And before I read you the email from her, I want to remind you that we went with Kleenex in partnership with Kleenex and with Blake Canterbury.
Yep.
And we did a surprise for Travis, and they brought in he had 84 days left in the hospital. They brought in wagons of stuff so that he would be busy for the next 84 days.
Yeah, listen to this. He's got the condition that Travis is being treated for required a bone marrow procedure.
Bone marrow transplant.
Which means you have to be in a controlled environment. In this case, it's one floor of the hospital for 100 days. And the man is 12 years old,
yes.
12 years old, and you've got 100 days
yep.
on one floor of a building. Oh, my gosh. I can't
so just
imagine.
Realize that, what, about a week and a half ago, we were able to pull off this surprise and go see Travis. We didn't go in the hospital room, but we delivered a bunch of wagons full of toys and cool stuff for him to do.
84 days worth of cool stuff.
Right. So I just got this email from his mom last night, and it says, "Hi, Jen, it's Donna, Travis's mom. Just want to say thank you again for all that you guys did to make my Travis feel so special last week. The Smilegrams just keep coming in."
Yay.
So thank you all for doing that. Also, she says, "I hope this doesn't offend y'all, but after we went through everything that y'all gave him, Travis decided he should share with the other kids on the floor. So he became Santa Travis."
Shut up.
"Those toys have brought so much joy to so many of these sweet kids." She also says it looks like they're going to be able to check into Ronald McDonald House for the remainder of their 100 days. So that is great news. That means his counts are in a place where he can actually leave the floor. And he is so excited to be able to go outside. So she says, "Thank you for everything. I'm passing that on to the Jeff and Jen Show listeners. Thank you for everything." And she says, "We'll be praying without ceasing for that sweet baby girl of yours and all the other warriors fighting this awful disease."
So he loads up the wagon.
How sweet is that?
The wagon. And you got to know about children's, and I'm sure at both children, but at Eggleston, because that's where Reese was getting her treatment and where Travis is hanging out. They have these wagons for kids to, instead of like strollers that you would put, you know, everything there is fun.
Yeah, it's a little red radio flyer wagon.
Yeah. But it's got like an IV pole on
it.
So you can look, Reese has to have an IV when she's in there. So one day we were down in the cafeteria and all of a sudden here comes Grant with Reese in a wagon and with the IV pole.
Yeah.
There's just like a regular. So anyways, so he loaded up those wagons and went door to door.
Yep.
Knocked on the door and told every kid to come pick a toy.
Yep.
That's awesome. Freaking hate it when the 12-year-olds are better humans than I am. That's awesome.
So that's my big thank you to all of you for making this kid's life really special, because he's just paying it forward.
And you can still, we have the link up at star941atlanta.com. You can still send the Smilegrams to Travis Claus. We'll call him Travis Claus.
Travis Claus, yes.
Who is paying it forward already to the other kids on the floor. You just go to star941atlanta.com. You fill out the form. You just put his name is Travis. He's at Eggleston, and the guys at the hospital, he's famous there. They know who he is. They'll make sure he gets a Smilegram. It takes 3 minutes, doesn't cost a dime, and it makes these guys a world. So send that along to Travis, and he'll appreciate it very much. It's awesome.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.